Ella Cassidy shifted the pot of boiling soup to a ring at the back of the cooker, then went out into the narrow hall, wiping her brow with the back of her hand. A thin, serious-faced girl of 13, blonde hair scraped back, apron tied around her waist, her demeanour was that of an older, careworn woman. "Sean," she called to her brother, a year older. He and their younger brother and sister were in the living room. "Mind Larry and Hannah while I hang the washing out. Don't let them near the scullery." "They're grand," he called back. "They're drawn away on their books. Did Dad say when he would be back?" She leaned against the wall, suddenly weary. "For the soup, around one. When I've hung the washing, you'll need to take the ration book and go for a loaf." "Have you not made any soda bread?" Ella felt her jaw clench. "No," she said. "Mrs. Collins said she'd have sliced bread in this morning and she would keep us a loaf." When did her brother think she had time to bake bread this morning? After making breakfast for everyone, she'd cleared up and then stripped the two younger children's beds and boiled water to soak and scrub the soiled sheets. 2.5-year-old Hannah was still in nappies. And since their mother died 2 months ago, along with the baby she'd just given birth to, 4-year-old Larry had started wetting the bed again. Apart from all that, she had the usual bucketful of nappies to wash. She did these every morning before school, on the days she was able to go to school. She missed more days than she attended, as she had to stay at home with the younger children while her father went looking for work. Ella went into the scullery, lifted the heavy wash basket up, then went out into the yard. She dropped the basket on the ground and looked up at the dismal grey sky. It would be another afternoon and evening of steaming, damp sheets and pyjamas drying around the fire, blocking out the comforting heat. As she started to peg the washing out, she wondered what Nancy and Maeve were doing today. Her friends usually walked into the city centre on a Saturday for a look around the shops and, if they had money, have a cup of tea or hot chocolate somewhere. If it was a fine day, they'd go to the zoo in Phoenix Park, as Maeve's uncle worked there, and he could sneak them in free. It was ages since she'd done anything like that with her friends. Not since the cold January day her beloved mother had died, and Ella had taken over all the household duties. And she could not imagine a time when she would not be needed to do everything at home. She began pegging the sheets on the lines, and was starting on the third, when she heard boys' voices and laughter, and the sound of a ball being kicked against the fences at the front of the houses. She had almost finished when she heard Sean's voice outside, and irritation washed over her. He had gone outside and left the two little ones alone in the scullery. How was it, she wondered, that he was older than her, and yet he had so little responsibility around the house? All he had to do was bring in turf or wood and set the fire in the small living room and clean the grates and empty the ashes outside. Well, Ella thought, as soon as she got inside, she would run him out to the shops for the bread and he could take the younger ones with him to give her 10 minutes peace. Her thoughts turned to her father and she looked at her wrist to check the time on her mother's gold watch. Wherever he was, he should be home any time now. She started to peg the last few things on the line. Then she heard Larry and Hannah laughing and giggling in the scullery. They were probably messing around, chasing each other. Exactly what she had tried to avoid. "I could kill our Sean," she muttered to herself. Ella had just turned back towards the house when she heard a piercing scream. Her heart stopped. It was Hannah. Then Larry was shouting and screaming too. Dropping the tea towel she was holding, she ran to the house. She came to a halt at the scullery door. Hannah was lying on the floor, surrounded by a steaming puddle of scalding soup. Some of it had splashed onto the bare skin above her socks and on her knees and thighs. The boiling liquid had also seeped through the right sleeve of her cardigan onto her arm and shoulder. Her eyes stared up at Ella, her face chalk white, and her mouth open in silent shock. Larry was standing up in a chair he'd pulled over to the cooker. His thin body was shaking as he looked at Ella and pointed to the half-empty soup pot. "It was an accident," he sobbed. "Honest, it was an accident. Hannah was hungry and wanted the soup and she tried to pull the pot down. I couldn't stop her."